Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 63. Northerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance of rain showers tonight, lows around 37. Cloudy skies. Overcast tomorrow, chance of rain showers, highs around 52. Temperatures above average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the mid-60s to the low 70s. Showers possible both days. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 50.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. This morning, the average price of gas in the U.S. has surpassed $4 per gallon. It's the highest average price in the U.S. since 2022. The average price is up more than a dollar from February 27th, before the U.S. and Israel attacked Iran. The KBI is investigating a shooting in Ellsworth County that left a 5-year-old dead and an 8-year-old critically hurt. Investigators say on Saturday afternoon, a child picked up a loaded gun and fired it at their siblings. And a former elementary principal in Derby accused of theft and forgery. Ashley Hartley is accused of forging checks and taking money from Derby schools and El Paso Elementary. She's expected to make her first appearance in court Wednesday. And Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all your chemical and fertilizer needs. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall of Great Bend recently visited Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas in Hays to learn more about the organization's efforts to help individuals with disabilities build job skills and find employment. During the visit, DSNWK leaders guided Marshall through the Employment Connections facility, where participants work on projects such as repurposing donated materials into items sold through custom creations. The program serves a small group of individuals each day, offering hands-on opportunities tailored to each person's abilities, support system, and available resources. Officials explained that the goal is to provide a variety of work settings so individuals of all abilities can gain meaningful employment experience. DSNWK leaders also outlined the organization's broader services, which are largely funded through a combination of federal and state Medicaid programs. They noted that federal regulations can create challenges, particularly requirements related to housing and service structures that may not always align with available resources in rural areas. Concerns were also raised about upcoming federal rules that would require organizations like DSNWK to separate case management from direct services, which leaders say could create operational difficulties in regions with limited providers. Marshall acknowledged those concerns and emphasized the policies designed for urban areas may not always work in rural communities. He said he would work to address those challenges at the federal level. In addition to the visit, Marshall commented on the ongoing Department of Homeland Security funding dispute, calling the situation frustrating and noting its potential impact on travel through major airport hubs, though Kansas airports have seen minimal disruption so far. Three people were injured in an accident just after 9 p.m. Saturday in Scott County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2009 ProStar semi driven by Frederico Tonke, 52 of Dallas, Texas, was southbound on U.S. 83 just north of Kansas 4 following a 2007 Nissan Titan driven by Porter Geist of 17 of Scott City. The semi passed pickup in a no-passing zone. During the pass, the pickup turned left into the passing semi at a driveway approach. After impact, the semi overturned onto its driver's side and came to rest facing northwest across both lanes of US 83. The pickup overturned in the west ditch facing northeast on its wheels. EMS transported Tonke Geist and a passenger in the pickup, Jamie De La Rocha Cruz, 28, to Scott County Hospital. All three were not wearing seat belts, according to the KHP. Governor Kelly has just appointed Richard Hanks of Ellis to serve as a magistrate judge in Kansas's 23rd Judicial District. The position became vacant following the retirement of Magistrate Judge Richard Flax. Hanks currently works as a deputy sheriff in Ellis County, serving in a court security role. He previously served as Trigo County Sheriff from 2013 to 2022, where he managed daily operations, developed policies and procedures, prepared reports for the county attorney, and enforced local, state, and federal laws. Governor Kelly said Hanks brings decades of law enforcement experience and a strong commitment to fairness, qualities that will serve him well in his new role. Hanks said he's honored by the appointment and looks forward to serving residents of Trigo County and the 23rd Judicial District. He also expressed appreciation for the support he received from the community throughout the selection process. Hanks is also a member of the Waukini Lions Club. District magistrate judges in the 23rd Judicial District are elected to four-year terms. Hanks will serve in the role until a successor is selected and qualified at the general election to complete the remainder of the term. I'll be back with more news after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
A 44-year-old Ellis County man was arrested after exchanging words with No Kings protesters on Saturday in Hays. Hays Police Lieutenant Brandon Wright identified Joseph Lee Geibler as the suspect who confronted protesters with signs just before 2 p.m. at 27th and Vine Street. A Hays Post reporter observed Geibler in a pickup parked behind the protesters and shouted at the group. He exited his vehicle and continued shouting at protesters, a Hays Post reporter observed. Geibler walked along the sidewalk, still shouting, as a smaller group of protesters confronted and recorded him, a Hays Post reporter observed. Officers with the Hays Police Department arrived and quickly took the man into custody without further incident. Police interviewed witnesses and reviewed video of the interaction. Wright said Geibler was not armed at the time of the incident. Geibler was arrested and booked into Ellis County Jail on an alleged felony criminal threat charge. His bond was set at $2,500 during a hearing yesterday morning. The protest was in opposition to escalating war and violence, particularly the conflict involving Iran. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is assisting the Ellsworth County Sheriff's Office with investigating the circumstances surrounding the death of a 5-year-old in Brookville, according to a media release. Just after 3 p.m. on Saturday, a caller reported a shooting where two children were severely injured. Deputies from the Ellsworth County Sheriff's Office, troopers from the Kansas Highway Patrol, game wardens, and from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, and EMS all responded to the home. They rendered aid to a 5-year-old girl and an 8-year-old boy who had suffered critical injuries. Despite life-saving measures, the 5-year-old child was pronounced deceased at the scene. The 8-year-old child was flown to Wichita, where he is presently in critical condition. The Ellsworth County Sheriff's Office requested KBI assistance at approximately 4:10. KBI agents and the crime scene response team responded to the scene. Preliminary information indicates that a young child picked up a loaded, unsecured shotgun, fired, striking two siblings. When the investigation concludes, the findings will be presented to the Ellsworth County Attorney's Office. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is investigating an officer-involved shooting that occurred Sunday evening in Hutchinson, according to a media release from the agency. Just after 9 p.m., officers with the Hutchinson Police Department responded to reports of an armed female pointing a rifle at residences in the neighborhood of North Adams Street and West 28th Avenue. When four officers arrived, they located Cassandra M. Scott, age 50, of Hutchinson in the street. Preliminary information indicates that at 9:20 p.m., after making contact with Scott, she pointed the rifle at the officers, prompting one officer to fire multiple times, striking Scott. Officers rendered aid until EMS arrived and transported Scott to the Hutchinson Regional Medical Center. She was transferred to Ascension Via Christi in St. Francis, where she was later pronounced deceased. No law enforcement officers were injured during the incident. A pellet rifle was recovered at the scene. This independent investigation aims to discover all events leading up to the officer-involved shooting. In police use of force cases, the KBI releases details to the public as soon as possible. This information is preliminary in nature and is based on evidence collected and early statements of the parties involved, witnesses, medical personnel, and others. It does not represent final or thorough findings, which takes several weeks to complete. When this investigation concludes, case findings will be presented to the Reno County District Attorney for determination of charges. A life-honoring service of James Moreau, age 58, of Norton, will be held Wednesday, April 1st at 10:30 a.m. at the Norton Christian Church. Friends and family are invited to a visitation on Tuesday, March 31st from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Plumer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton. Interment will be at a later date. A memorial will be established in James's name to the Norton County Hospital for hospital room improvements. On the menu today at Eisenhower Elementary, lunch will be pizza squared, tossed salad, pears, green beans, and milk. At the junior-senior high school will be chicken leg with whipped potatoes and gravy, no seconds, or chef's salad, green beans, fruit, and milk. At the Northern Valley schools, lunch will be orange chicken, rice, vegetable, salad, fruit, and milk. That's what's on the menu today at your Norton schools, area schools. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Today's should be partly sunny with a high near 63, windy with a northeast wind from 25 to 30 miles per hour, decreasing to 20 to 25 miles per hour this afternoon. Some gusts could get as high as 45 miles per hour. Tonight, there is a 20% chance of showers after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 37. Winds out of the northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers, mainly after 11 a.m. Cloudy with a high near 52, east winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow evening, showers, lows around 36, winds out of the east at 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming north after midnight. Chance of precipitation is at 90%. I'll be back with more weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Thursday's forecast is a 20% chance of showers before 10 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 71, northwest wind around 10 miles per hour, becoming south in the afternoon. Thursday evening, mostly clear with a low around 41. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 66 and breezy. Friday evening, a slight chance of rain showers before 1 a.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers. Mostly cloudy with a low around 29. Blustery. Chance of precipitation Friday evening is at 20%. Sunday should be sunny with a high near 68. Monday sunny with a high near 70. Currently at the Norton Airport, it's fair and windy conditions. 46 degrees is the temperature. The humidity is at 57%. Wind speed is out of the north at 26 miles per hour with gusts as high as 33. Barometric pressure is 29.89 and the wind chill is 37 degrees. Your weather's been brought to you by the Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Buzzer beater savings are here. Now through April 30th, take your shot with rates as low as 5.25% APR on vehicles 2015 or newer with terms up to 72 months. So don't wait. Call, stop in, or apply today to score big with United Northwest Federal Credit Union today. Terms and conditions apply. United Northwest Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. In women's hoops, the season came to a heartbreaking end for the Kansas Jayhawks as they fell to the BYU Cougars 70-67 in the WBIT semifinals Monday evening at Charles Koch Arena in Wichita. KU led for much of the night, taking a five-point advantage into the final frame, but BYU caught fire late. Three clutch three-pointers midway through the final period flipped the game, turning a Jayhawks lead into a deficit they couldn't recover from. Freshman Julia Davis led KU with 18 points, while Samaya Nichols added 14, but BYU's Olivia Hamlin paced all scorers with 23, helping the Cougars close on a 16-5 run. KU had one final chance after a late defensive stop, but couldn't get a clean look on the last possession. The Jayhawks finished the season 22-14, and just one win shy of a trip to the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament Championship. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Mom was always very organized. But my sister and I noticed she started to forget things.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
My sister and I were there for Mom and each other.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.